In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and he has a fascinating story to tell us, as always. Of course, Barry is an investigative reporter who worked in Israel for some 30 years, uncovering many of the terrible things that have happened and the corruption within the hierarchy of the Israeli government, to the point where he was endangering the professions of some of the wicked and evil people working at the highest levels of the Israeli government. There were threats on Barry's life. As a result, he moved to America, and we have an opportunity to talk to him on a regular basis to keep us appraised of what's happening in the Holy Land. Well, Barry, what is the story we're going to deal with this morning?
Well, originally, I have the flu today, and you have to forgive me. I haven't had a flu like this in years.
Do you have any antibiotic and vitamin D3?
No.
We've sent that to you before. Well, I'll ask Barbara to send it to you again, and maybe it won't help you now, but it'll help you in the future. You just take it, and it really will tend to knock it out. I've been going for, almost 20 years now, and never missed a day on the radio as long as I use the antibiotic and the D3 when I start to come down with the flu. But go right ahead.
Well, I was going to talk. I haven't done it on the Colorado station, the final chapter of his. But something came up this week, and I think we'll put that off. What came up? I sent out an article. I hope you got it. The expose of the Iran-Contra spymaster.
I did, and it was a fascinating going into the background of Mr. Pollard, who's languishing in prison for all these years because, of course, he did actually do dishonest things, but he was not the master culprit behind it. I think he was used as a patsy to cover up the real culprits. But go ahead.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now, I figured out the real culprits years ago. And lo and behold, I was vindicated in a huge way. The headline was, here's the headline from last Thursday, 4 days ago. Jonathan Pollard not bearing grudge against Paris. That's from the Jerusalem Post. Jailed former Israeli spy reacts to his handler's confession that Pollard was incriminated under orders from Shimon Peres. I've been saying it with proof for over 15 years, and it's now coming out. The article continues, Israeli agent, watch this, this is priceless. Israeli agent Jonathan Pollard chose to express hope rather than anger in response to an interview with his former handler, Rafi Eitan, who revealed for the first time that he incriminated Pollard under orders from then Prime Minister and current President Shimon Peres. You know, just a minor headline. Pollard, it's exactly what I said. We'll get into it. It's a little complicated, but let's look at what the issue is right now.
Well, I think it might be worthwhile, Barry, for our listeners to let them know what Pollard has actually done. Of course, Israel and the United States were supposedly allies and working together, but actually is the United States was working behind the scenes against Israel. And so what was it that Pollard uncovered that he sent the message to Israel that was, of course, so damning to the United States?
Well, I'll rush into it if you insist that there was an arms for hostage deal taking place. Shimon Peres blackmailed George Bush the father, and it began what is known as Iran-Contra.
Sure. That's what it was all about. And he exposed some of the information about that to the Israeli government.
Well, look, the scandal, there were two scandals, one Israel, one America. In America, it almost brought down the government of the country. Iran-Contra was a major, major scandal.
For the Reagan administration, right. And they didn't want the American people to know that all this time we were talking about how terrible Iran was and how they were holding our hostages, and we were giving them all sorts of weapons. And transferring them to Israel, to Iran, and then at the same time then using the money to finance the Contras in Nicaragua who were fighting the Sandinista, who we had actually installed. So we installed the communist regime in Nicaragua. We were financing the anti-communists in Nicaragua. As happens so often, we finance both sides. But that's neither here nor there, because the important thing is how this did affect the Israelis, who then suddenly got themselves into the Iran-Contra situation and were able to exploit their knowledge. Would that be a fair statement?
I wouldn't say they just got themselves. I say they created it.
Okay.
There is a difference. Pollard is much bigger. He should not be sitting in prison between us, okay? His time ran out years ago. But the fact is, he led to Iran-Contra, and the Americans never forgave him, even though he was just the final sucker in the process. The one who was guilty, who should be sitting in prison, is Israeli President Shimon Peres. Now, let me continue with the article. We'll get to it. It's a very complicated issue. And now let's get back to Eitan confessing. Eitan was Pollard's handler. He confessed this to Yediot Ahronot on Friday. So it was only 4 days ago. When I testified, Eitan said, I felt a myriad of emotions. I had a deep feeling that I should not talk to the Americans about the episode because they certainly did not want what was best for Pollard. But on the other hand, I am a disciplined soldier. I have never acted against the government's orders, even when I thought we should be acting differently. I hear the music.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, freedom. I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck. Right now, at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 6 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
Well, and here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, going into the background of Jonathan Pollard, an Israeli spy, whose crime was that he revealed the background of the secret Iran-Contra dishonest criminal activities of the Reagan administration, all the time condemning Iran while smuggling weapons to them. But go right ahead.
It really is a complicated issue. This last article really did dive into Iran-Contra. Like, I don't understand why your regular media didn't, quite frankly.
American media is controlled, Barry. And they manipulate us all the time. You know, they create this phony incident with General Petraeus. Certainly, I'm sure he had an extramarital affair, but so do most of the people in Washington, D.C. I mean, this is all a cover, so we won't ask. I mean, how it was that certainly in both Ohio and Pennsylvania, we had lots of precincts that voted 100% for Obama. Sometimes they even voted with twice as many votes as there were people registered in the precincts. So we focus our attention on General Petraeus rather than on the election. And they don't tell us a lot of things, and one of the important things is the true story of Jonathan Pollard. The media in America is controlled, as you well know, but there's a lot of it's controlled in Israel, too.
Oh, boy. Well, all I can say is I was a writing partner, with someone who was doing tremendous work at the time. That's Joel Bainerman. He wrote a book called Crimes of a President, which really went into Iran-Contra, and he put so much energy into it. Well, I inherited much from Joel. Now, first let's go back to the scandal that Eitan is admitting that he screwed Jonathan Pollard under orders from Shimon Peres. All right, it's finally come out. Now look at what the campaign for Pollard's freedom, how they responded to it. Well, here is their press quote. Neither we nor Jonathan want to dwell on the past. Pollard is in prison because Peres put him there, but we don't want to dwell on that. What matters is that the president is currently in the best possible position to end this unfortunate tragedy and what planet are they living on? All right, it's beyond naive. It's an ignorant press statement. Let's let Jonathan sit. Why should we expose what really happened? They're ignoring Eitan. Eitan is confessing. He can't live with himself anymore. He's old, and he just opened his mouth, and he said, I didn't want to do it. Perez made me do it. Look, Rafi Eitan was Jonathan Pollard's handler. He took Pollard's data. He transferred it personally down the tube, eventually to Prime Minister Shimon Peres, all through 1985. This is no schmoe. He's also the head of a political party in the Knesset. Got 7 seats, 1 election. This is not a small thing in Israel. But what it's telling us about what Iran-Contra really was, just get ready. It used to be that Pollard was a very powerful Israeli national issue. Today, the fight to free him is entirely from the Israeli far right, which means infiltrators and people who do not have his best interests at heart. And these scary kids and his so-called wife, they're not even married. They're responsible for Pollard's survival, which means he's going to die in prison. Now, let's look at, well, let's just use my knowledge with Joel Bainerman for us to understand, why he's sitting in prison. Now, Joel, I was hired by people concerned with Pollard, but really, really upset by the organization on his release. I was paid, I was, by Israeli standards in May of 1903, I had a good assignment for a month. They paid me $1,000. Now, the idea was to sort through the mess and find out what is really going on with Jonathan Pollard and why it appears that his closest allies are betraying him constantly. Now, and by the way, that includes his so-called wife, Esther. There was never a marriage, ever. In fact, Jonathan Pollard is still married to his previous wife. They never got a divorce. That's Nancy. All of this, it didn't make sense. Why so much trouble to make sure he stays in prison forever? Well, Joel, I was very lucky. He did the hard work, and he gave it to me. Joel wrote the classic book on Iran-Contra-related felonies. I'm going to plug him, Crimes of a President. He gave me his rough notes, his relevant texts, and his contacts. And I started in, William Northrup. He spent 10 months in prison, in jail, in New York, on suspicion of illegally selling military hardware to Iran. In short, he told me the Americans came down on Pollard because he exposed the Bechtel Corporation's production of chemical weapons in Iraq. Folks, I'll repeat that if you didn't catch it. The Americans put Pollard away because he exposed Bechtel and their chemical weapons capacity in Iraq.
In other words, they were building chemical weapons for Saddam Hussein, is that right?
You betcha.
Okay, and of course, we've always provided chemical weapons and biological weapons to Saddam Hussein. And then we're suddenly horrified that he has them. And then we invade the country there because he has them. But, of course, Saddam's smart enough. He's transferred into Syria, where they are today, ladies and gentlemen, threatening Israel, threatening the whole world, those massive supplies of chemical and biological weapons produced by America for Saddam. Go ahead.
Oh, it gets even deeper, but let's look. There was someone else in prison arrested for the crime of trying to sell arms to Iran. That was Ari Ben-Menashe. Now, he wrote a tell-all book that was not. It wasn't valid. Too much was made up. It was called The Prophets of War. But he was a primary source for Joel. And Seymour Hersh, by the way. Let's ignore him, okay? Let's just ignore him. Joel did some very, very thorough research. Now, what you have to understand is America put Pollard in prison because they were on the one hand, they were really furious at him and wanted revenge. On the other hand, he would be a loose cannon if free. So they just threw the book at him. Now, we have to do a little history now. Israel researched, they had a commission of inquiry headed by Abba Eben on the Pollard affair, just like you did. And it was an honest commission. Abba Eben ran an honest commission. He may have been a labor Zionist, but he was honest, believe it or not. Shimon Peres found the man most responsible for the Pollard fiasco. And I believed Abba Eben, amongst other people. But just to let you know what happens when you're honest in the Israeli government, Abba Eben never sat in the Knesset. His political career was over from that point on. Peres spent a week denying the Eben report and denied that he was most responsible for the imprisonment of Jonathan Pollard. Eben never saw the Knesset in his life after he told the truth. But needless to say, I believed him. And if you followed, I'm just going to do Joel today because it's such a complicated story, but I followed the media from all angles, and it was always leading in the same direction. Shimon Peres took Pollard's information, especially the starting point, were a series of arms shipments from Greece to Yemen to the PLO and their base in Yemen. Now, remember, Pollard didn't understand Middle East politics. He didn't understand the CIA. He was just a Navy employee who could get the data. He was not a spy master. The spy master was Rafi Eitan, who wanted to go to his grave with a clear conscience and told the truth 4 days ago on Friday to Yedioth Ahronoth that Peres should be sitting in prison, not Pollard. The president of Israel should be taking the rap for Pollard's crimes. Now let's go backwards into my research. And you know what? In retrospect, I'm now getting old and I'm getting sick too much and I'm looking back. I was a darn good reporter in the 90s. And, well, I reread my material and it was just so right on. Pollard spotted the arms for hostages. What became Iran-Contra? The Bush administration, and I say Bush, you can say Reagan. It was run by George Bush. what they were doing, America had hostages in Beirut. Remember, this is 1985. You had hostages taken. You were trying to get them out. You cut a deal with the PLO that they'd release them for arms. And Pollard spotted the movement of the boats carrying the arms from Greece to Yemen. Now, this was widely noted. And I quoted it in my article. It's all over the place that Pollard inadvertently exposed the first shipment of arms for hostages in what became Iran-Contra. That's Pollard's big mistake. He didn't know it, but, well, he thought responsible parties would get his data. He didn't realize that Perez would get his data and that he'd spend the rest of his life in prison.
Well, of course, the thing is that the American government was telling the American people, we will not negotiate with Iran. We will certainly not negotiate to get the, you know, we will not make any major concessions to get the hostages back. And they were lying all the time. They were lying to the American people about the fact that they would not negotiate with Iran. And, of course, then they couldn't let the American people know that lie. But they're lying about everything today, ladies and gentlemen. They consistently lie to people believe.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
Well, people don't really remember what happened during the 1980s, but there was a war between Iraq and Iran, and of course, we were supplying weapons and chemical weapons and biological weapons to the Iraqis, and they were using the chemical weapons. They killed, some people say, 100,000 Kurds with those chemical weapons we provided. Some people say as many as almost a million Iranians were killed with the chemical weapons we provided. But don't feel bad. We were also providing weapons to the Iranians, certainly through the arms for hostages technique. And it's the same old technique. We installed the communist Sandinista in Nicaragua, and then we were funding the anti-communists there, just as today. Of course, we have to have a mighty armed forces with stationed all over the world to protect us from the wicked communists who we've financed since their inception. Nothing as it appears to be. But then let's get back to Pollard, who, of course, was sent to prison because he sent information on the Iran of shipments, the shipments of the weapons to Iran to the Israelis. But go ahead.
Yeah, we'll get into the side of Bechtel. This is a complicated story. And, well, I'm going to say that I did a good job on this. You know, I'm reading this for the first time in 10 years. And when I was young and spry and Joel Bainerman was my partner, I was a darn good journalist. Now, let's just... Pollard provides the data that exposed Bush's arms for hostages operation. Now, a moral prime minister would have demanded that Bush put an end to the arming of Israel's worst enemies. But Peres isn't remotely moral. What he saw was a great crime. He wanted in, and the crime expanded into Iran-Contra. Now, how do we know this? Because when Pollard discovered the arms ship, Israel had no role in paying off America's enemies with its arms for releasing their hostages in Lebanon. I hope you followed that. That is Iran-Contra. Look, by September of 85, Peres had sent a team to Washington to expand the crime. Now, I don't know if I'm going to give the name of the team. Yaakov Nimrati, he was the former ambassador to Iran. Al Schwimmer, he was the former head of Israel Aircraft Industries. And David Kimkley, who was the chairman of the Israeli branch of the Council on Foreign Relations, were all sent to Washington to blackmail, not Reagan. Reagan was really out of it. Bush was in charge of this Iran-Contra. And Israel was right in the middle of the operation. Peres wanted a piece of the pie, and he used Pollard's data to get his cut. Simply put, I hope that sunk in. This is the shenanigans going on between Israel and the United States called the Iran-Contra. Now, look, right after Pollard's capture, that was November 22nd of 85, you'll excuse me, I have the flu, and I'm going to apologize, but I do. Peres' team of Kimkley, Schwimmer, and Nimrati all quit. With Pollard captured, they didn't want to stick around. They hauled ass out of there. But Peres didn't want to give up the operation. So he replaced the team with his anti-terrorism advisor, Amiram Nir. Now, Nir was murdered in 1989 in Mexico just before he was going to fly to Washington and testify to the Senate committee investigating Irangate. Yes, it was a murder, and I could go into that as well. There was a small plane, six people in it. Only Nir died. Joel interviewed one of the survivors, a Mossad agent. She lives in Hamilton, Ontario today. He really did his homework, let me tell you. He's a very thorough journalist. Now, remember, all right, the National Security Advisor was Bud McFarlane. He resigned along with, well, right after Pollard's capture. Nonetheless, the operation continued. And here's where it starts getting, well, let's just say this, that Amiram Nir, why was he killed except that he could open his mouth to the congressional committee? He set up, he knew who set up these Swiss accounts, the bank accounts, how much went to the Contras, how much went to middlemen like Secord and Gorbanifar. He knew the inner, he knew how the operation actually worked on the ground in the banks. He couldn't testify. He'd blow the whole thing sky high. So there was an accident with only him as the victim, a small plane crash, end of Amiram Nir. Now, again, I'm confusing the listeners a bit. This is a complicated story. Go to my website and see it. That's BarryChambers.com. Go in the article section. There are a lot of details. In those days, I was young and active, and I got an awful lot of inside information, certainly from the author of the study, The Crimes of a President. He just gave me his notes, and I did this report for $1,000 for people who wanted to know why Pollard was still sitting in prison and why his leaders were sabotaging any attempt to free him. Now, there is another side to this story. You've got to understand that Pollard uncovered in Iraq the Bechtel Corporation. They were, well, they had two arms factories. They were making all kinds of devastating arms in Iraq. But more to the point, there was a war with Iran. Iraq couldn't use ships to go through the Persian Gulf and sell its oil. They had planned a pipeline from Iraq to the Jordanian Red Sea port of Aqaba. This is where Paris, well, this is where the thief of Paris, well, what he said is, no way you can build a pipeline to ship oil from Iraq to Aqaba. We won't let you. That was the threat. Okay, we'll get to
we'll be back in a moment, Barry, shortly. Right here at the American Freedom Network.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for the last minute of our program this morning, dealing with Pollard. Why did they send Pollard to prison? For certainly sending Israel information on the Iran-Contra situation. Go right ahead, Barry.
We have to look at this pipeline right now. Iraq is desperate. They can't get their oil to the world. So they're going to build, with, of course, the Americans are going to build the pipeline. This is all Bechtel. Now, what you've got was Paris saying, what an ideal opportunity for blackmail. Iraq wanted to build an alternative pipeline to Aqaba. The American corporation Bechtel agreed to construct this pipeline. But Israel threatened to blow it up. What Paris offered Bechtel and Bush and this whole operation for $700 million over 10 years, $70 million a year of American money to be transferred to the Israeli Labor Party. And Israel would never bomb the pipeline. That was the justification for paying off $700 million to the Israeli Labor Party. Now, look, when this bribe leaked in America, your Attorney General, Edwin Meese, he was the one who approached Paris and agreed to this bribe. Well, he was forced out of office. But as usual, scandal escaped Paris. For those people old enough to remember that Meese was forced to resign because he bribed Paris. Listen, how this stuff gets buried and is never thought of again, I don't know, but this is what was happening, and Pollard is sitting in prison for all these shenanigans. Look, Robert McFarlane, who quit in December of 85, only to end up a negotiator for the Bechtel Corporation and this pipeline, which would feed 300,000 barrels of oil every day from Iraq to Aqaba. Paris was paid off $700 million to shut his mouth up. All right? Just outright insurance policy. We won't bomb the pipeline. I mean, it's not even a legitimate point of discussion. It's just an outright, well, it's a bribe, so he doesn't open his mouth and expose the whole thing. And again, Pollard thought he was giving his intelligence, which came through McFarlane, by the way. McFarlane was the one who knew the Naval Library, and he knew the code, not Pollard. He was a minor little creepy clerk. Somehow, Rafi Eitan, Pollard's handler, got to McFarlane, and McFarlane did the dirty work. And by the way, this also came out in the American magazine Esquire, the expose of McFarlane as the real spy in the Pollard operation came out. McFarlane took Esquire to court and he lost. He was not granted a libel suit victory. Now, McFarlane's ties to Rafi Eitan, all right, they have to be investigated. Well, it's too late. They should have been investigated. Now it's not even on a back burner. It's just historical trivia. That's what it is right now. But here's what happened, why Bechtel building the pipeline was central. Because the former CEO of Bechtel Corporation was George Shultz. Its former director of operations was Caspar Weinberger. This was high level, well, come now. I mean, this is the cabinet of the United States. We're from a company that is going to be making multiple billions of dollars over this pipeline, which Israel is threatening to expose. Is this followable? Are you following this?
Yes, I'm following you. Go right ahead.
All right. Look, a very, very peeved Weinberger. When he discovered Pollard was the one passing Paris his blackmail weapons, he showed no mercy. He intervened with Pollard's judge and made sure he got life. He was supposed to go in for 5 years. And by the way, the judge died. He was not an old black man. Well, he's dead. Weinberger is home free. The new President Bush pardoned him for all his Iran-Contra-related crime. Nobody but Pollard faced the music. All right, Meese had to resign. Big deal. All right, he didn't spend the rest of his life in prison for the crimes of the highest ranking. Well, Israeli politicians and the highest ranking American politicians trying to make a buck off Iraq using, again, Pollard's data provided Paris with the means to blackmailing, not Reagan, he was out of it, George Bush. Iran-Contra is the reason that Pollard is still in prison. Now, as for other victims, McFarlane tried to kill
Barry, himself. Barry, I'm going to have to interrupt you. We're out of time. It's fascinating. It's part of history. And Pollard will probably spend the rest of his life in prison, certainly because focusing attention on him takes attention off of Caspar Weinberger and certainly George Shultz. And all of these people who are part of what I call the Brotherhood, the secret Brotherhood that rules the world. Bye-bye. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, all.
At RAM, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck right now at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12/3.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Barry Shamish. Going into the background of history, a lot of people have forgotten. But, of course, you can't understand today unless you understand the events that have taken place in the past and how, certainly under the Reagan administration, certainly George Herbert Walker Bush, who was really running the things after the son of a very close friend of the Bush family tried to kill Ronald Reagan and missed. But Bush, at that point, Ronald Reagan took a step back, and certainly George Herbert Walker Bush really ran the Reagan administration as he ran the subsequent administration. But don't feel bad, because, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Clinton were very, very, very close friends. And this is all certainly one big happy family, a ruling elite that controls America. And behind that, the Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. It will help you understand everything going on today. And then, of course, we also hope that you'll get my talks on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, because it certainly is an overview of everything going on today. About the plan for population control, where they intend to promote wars and certainly epidemics and famine, and kill off the majority of the people in the world. They're already suppressing treatments for cancer. How many people do you know who died of cancer? Certainly fairly young people, and yet there are effective treatments that are being suppressed. If you don't believe that, you need to get our 4-CD set on the New Order of the Barbarians, the New Order of the Barbarians, or you can get the transcript or get them both together and read it and reread it and understand there really are evil people. The man, this is centered around is Dr. Richard Day, who is part of this secret society that rules the world, and he tells the whole story in the New Order of the Barbarians. So the items are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. My talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret with the syllabuses. My talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and the 4-CD set and or transcript, the New Order of the Barbarians, where a member of the secret society that rules the world tells the whole story. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies out there. They're working at the highest levels of our government. They're moving us towards a war with the Muslim world, which is why we toppled the government of Egypt, of Tunisia, of Libya, and of course we're financing the rebels in Syria today. Just last week, 11,000 people, refugees, left Syria hoping for safety. Over 200,000 Syrians have had to flee their country because, of course, American foreign policy and your tax dollars at work. But ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evil that they fail to oppose. What are you doing about the wicked people who control our government, who are destroying the whole structure of the governments of the Near East, the Middle East, uniting them all behind the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for the coming great war with that part of the world? Ladies and gentlemen, we create the best enemies money can buy, as we created the Nazis. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book, America's Nazi Secret, written by a man with a security clearance three levels above
top secret. His name is John Loftus. And the people in government who wanted to get the story out contacted John as soon as his statute of limitations was up so that he could tell the story. And he wrote America's Nazi Secret, published by a friend of mine. There's no other major publisher who can cover that story. They don't want you to know. Our number 1-800-544-8927. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letter.